I was expecting, I guess, a lot of ambivalence and, you know, sort of some good things and some things not working with the project, but I was quite stunned to find virtually nothing had come from the project.
When you say nothing, you mean absolutely nothing, no royalties or development benefits whatsoever?
No royalties, virtually no development benefits. But during the construction phase, there was a lot going on, of course, about 30,000 people employed, roads being built and infrastructure for the project. But as soon as that had finished and the project was up and running, of course, everyone lost their jobs and everything just stopped.
The latest report from Jubilee Australia talks about the lack of development, but it does mention a few development projects, one of which is the Como Hospital. It's described as being a white elephant. Can you describe the Como Hospital? What's there?
It's a nice-looking hospital building. When I was shown it in 2016, but it was sort of quite a deserted place on the edge of the township. And it was all locked up, and I thought this is a bit strange. And then I managed to lever windows, and I managed to kind of open one to see inside, and it was just an empty shell of a building. There were some bed frames piled up in one room. There were two boxes of medicines that had been delivered, but they were just in cardboard boxes. It had this nice generator, but there's no fuel to run the generator. It had no staff. So it was really quite surreal.
When you were talking to people there, what were their feelings about the complete lack of royalty payments and the almost complete lack of benefit developments?
A combination of extreme frustration, disappointment, a high degree of ambivalence towards the project operator, and constant talk about what's going to happen and constant threats to shut down the project and all that sort of stuff. But no, it's a desperately sad situation.
There's been what appears to be a sort of escalating level of violence directed towards the LNG project, its facilities and staff. Do you think that is directly connected to people's feelings about the lack of benefits they're getting from it?
Yeah. During the construction phase, there was very little of that sort of thing. People had jobs, there was money flowing around, there was a process in place. And the society was future-oriented. You know, people could see things were changing. Old enmities were kind of forgotten about. Now that the future is kind of a vacuum and young people have nothing to do, there's, you know, no education or very poor health facilities and all that sort of thing. And old grievances sort of resurface. There's so much anger against the project itself. And the couple of times that the security forces have intervened, it's been pretty disastrous for them. In December 2015, there was PNGDF soldiers at Como who did try to intervene, and two of them got killed, and then they were pulled out. You know, ExxonMobil has gone into a place that has a long history of inter-clan tensions, plus, you know, a great deal of high-powered weaponry. And added to that mix, they've just added frustration and disappointment and anger. And, you know, what do you expect, of course? The result is going to be increase in violence